It's gone 8:18. Good morning on Virgin Radio and in studio right now, the gorgeous Huda and Mona Khatun.
And
you're
your mom. she's so beautiful.
You just met Mom Gilda for the first time.
And she's so much fun. I want to go out with her after this.
What you want to
go out in town?
No. Mom is, every time Mom comes to Dubai, she always says to me, can I meet Huda and Mona? Do you think I can meet them? Every time.
So I have a question. Why is it taking this long?
Right?
I just wanted to keep you guys apart for a while. I just thought, you know, but now is the time that we're ready to do it. Mum is really excited.
You guys
are going to do like a bit of, not that Mum needs a makeover, but you're going to give her a mini sort of, I don't know, what you're doing.
A look.
A look?
I don't think she needs a thing.
She doesn't need anything.
Look at her smile.
How old are you, Mum?
Sweet.
Watch this question. She hates this question. How old are you, Mum?
In my 60s.
Tell me how old you are.
I'm not going to say it 60, anymore.
65 years old.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, she's telling me to shush. Mum's 65 years old.
Gilda, I think you should proudly say that because you are just beautiful.
Wow. Any Botox, Mum? Any Botox?
No way.
Any fillers?
No way.
Yeah, she refuses to do any of that stuff.
No way. No way.
Right? So, so listen.
I'm like in a little bit of a state of disbelief.
Huda, it's the Lebanese genes.
Hey? We have Lebanese in our blood, right?
I don't think we got that far.
Same. So, Mum is in studio. Huda, Mona are in studio. I want to congratulate you guys. You've just released a brand new product as well, which is doing so well. Give them a big round of applause.
Yay, thank you.
It's the faux filter.
Faux Filter Foundation, yeah, it's been exciting. This took us 2 years to do. It's the hardest project. Doing skin tone is so hard.
So what is a faux filter for Rossi and I? What's a faux for me is a like a type of soup that I would order.
What?
Faux soup. You ever had faux soup?
I don't know that soup.
Oh, it's beautiful.
How is it different?
It's a
vegan. How is it different
to the other? So, I mean, basically, when we created the foundation, we just took a picture. I put it on Instagram. I was like, guys, what should we name this? And everybody's like, it looks like a filter. It looks like a filter. So we ended up calling it Faux Filter. So everybody actually named it.
And so this is ladies that you before you put on is it's like a shade the different and you've got like about a billion different shades I see.
I have an idea. After I put it on your mom, why don't we put it on you?
Oh my gosh! Okay.
So you can see how it looks.
Okay, so it's but now I saw
so
it.
Natural.
It's at the it's everywhere and congratulations because I heard that it's been basically sold out. People are messaging us here at the station saying, "Do you have any more? Where can I get it from?"
Yeah, we had a very incredible launch in the States. Sold out most of the colors. The UK, we've had, we still have lines to date in Selfridges, which is
so
really
good.
Exciting. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
How many places do you stock in around the world?
Australia.
Yeah, I have to call my husband.
Okay. Chris knows that.
I need the other Chris.
You were in Dublin recently as well, right?
Yeah, we just launched in Brown Thomas. Yeah, really excited about
you,
that.
This family is here in Dubai, and they're taking the world of makeup and more, the entire world. You're on a TV show in America.
Yeah.
What's this?
American Beauty star. Yeah. Mona actually is on it as well.
Yeah, I know. I saw you both on it.
Yeah. So I think our episode's coming out soon. Yeah.
In November.
Yeah.
How was that doing American TV?
It was interesting. It was just like rush.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm used to things being organized. So it was a little challenging.
Well, I love this.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. There were some great people. Adriana Lima.
Yeah, of course.
Sir John, Christy Brinkley was one of the guest judges while I was there. And it was so funny because we were all sitting down. We were all like super quiet. And she goes, Huda! And
oh
I was like,
gosh.
Oh my gosh, why is Christy Brinkley saying my name? She's like, I follow you on Instagram. And I was like,
oh
what?
My gosh, it's amazing.
That's so cool.
I was like, you're an icon. What are you even talking to me?
That's so cool. Well, listen, we're super proud. We're so happy. I'm loving what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing four beautiful ladies, Pretty Malik, Huda, Mona, and my mum, Gilda. Unfortunately, Rossi's in the same vision here as well.
Sorry.
Where's Raju? Is Raju here? Is Raju still here? No, he's gone.
He's gone. He couldn't handle it.
He's like, Raju Wednesdays. Yeah, I'm out of here. Hang out. Mum is going to get a mini makeover next. We've got questions.
Yes.
That you girls need to answer as well, Huda and Mona. We have got a full show in studio. The ladies are absolutely loving it. We're getting a lot of messages asking questions to the Huda Beauty team, Huda and Mona in studio. My mum, Gilda, is now being prepared. She's getting a bit of a makeover. Are we going to go live on Facebook? Are we live on Facebook right now?
We'll go live on Facebook.
We're going to go live on Facebook. All right, so Virgin Radio DXB, if you want to see what's going on here in studio. Mona, what are we going to do to Mum? Huda's in the back getting ready as well. What are we going to do to Mum?
I don't know what we're going to do. She's so beautiful.
Give Mum that
light. She doesn't need anything. She's stunning.
But sometimes I see on both your Instagrams, you see a lady with obviously nothing on, and then I see them put layers of layers and layers of makeup on. It makes them look not different, but just you go, wow.
She already looks wow, so I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to try, but we're just going to have fun.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a little hard when you start with wow.
Oh, you guys are too cute. All right. So Mum, do you want anything particular? This is a little bit of a dream of Mum. She wanted, to, you know, the Huda Beauty team to do this. So what do you want, Mum?
I'm just excited to be here and to meet those two beautiful girls that I always followed.
All right.
And so excited. Didn't sleep the night knowing that I'm going to see them and hug them in the morning.
Oh. We're not letting you leave Dubai. We're going to help
very,
Chris.
Oh. Keep you here. Oh. All right. Well, listen.
Sorry, Matthew. I'm kind of mad at you for just introducing us today.
I'm sorry. They're leaving tomorrow. I can't do anything about it. Tell them to come live here. I tell Mum and Dad to come live here all the time. They don't want to live.
Yeah. George is looking at me going, no, Dad.
Come up to the mic. Come up to
come
the mic,
on,
Dad.
Come on, George.
Just come. Don't take your time. We're on the radio. Why don't you do 6 months of the year in Dubai, 6 months of the year in Australia?
It's very difficult. We've got family in Australia and family here, and it's really hard. We love being with you guys.
All right, there it is. The ladies are starting. We're live on Facebook if you want to go watch it. And if you've got any questions for Gilda, for Mona or Huda, please get them in right now because we'll do a little bit of a question?
Q&A.
Q&A. All right, next. Virgin Radio 104.4, the UAE's number one hit music station. We're doing it live as well in the studio and on Facebook at Virgin Radio DXB in studio. Woman number one is my mum, Gilda. Good morning, Mum.
Good morning.
And then there's another woman on my left, which is Pretty Malik.
Hello.
And then in the middle, it's Huda and Mona Khatan, Huda Beauty. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
You guys are great. You've just spent the last sort of 10 minutes putting on some stuff on my mum's face. What have you done thus
some
far?
Some stuff.
That's how us men talk, right, Rossi?
Yeah.
Some stuff.
She doesn't need a lot.
Okay.
She doesn't need a lot. We put a little bit of foundation, but honestly, I diluted it because, like, she has such beautiful skin already. Okay. So I mixed it just with a primer.
All right.
So she has very little coverage. She doesn't need it.
So, you know that saying, less is more? Is that sometimes true? Like, you know, I do see some women here sometimes like, oof, you know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay.
There's different ways. And I love makeup of all different types. So I think it really depends on the person. But I do love when people look like they are wearing makeup, but the makeup doesn't wear them.
Yes. Sure. Yeah.
So I do like that look.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of questions coming in this morning. We'll go... First one is at Chantel. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. You are on with Huda and Mona right now. What do you want to ask?
Okay, so I have an issue where I don't like to wear a lot of makeup because I always feel like I look like a clown. And it's a constant fight with my mom, especially when we go to weddings. She's like, you have to put eyeshadow on. You have to put lipstick on. And I'm like, I can't because I feel like I look like a clown. I don't know what colors to choose. So how would you choose a color for somebody, especially somebody who's not used to wearing makeup?
So that's a really good question. A lot of people think that in order to go super dramatic, they need lots of eyeshadow. And that's so funny that you say that because I feel like that's like something that I've seen so many people struggle with for so long. And actually, you can completely skip the eyeshadow, go crazy on the lashes, and you look like you have a smoky, insanely beautiful eye. I definitely think kind of just coming back to makeup and almost like looking at it from a different perspective, because the eyeshadow can be... you can go really wrong with eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you wear like, you know, super dramatic lashes, more than likely you're going to be able to balance it out a little bit better without it being over the top. You know, okay. So your lids will still look nice. And Chris is like, yeah, totally, totally.
No, I'm getting you. I understand. I know. The lashes are really important.
Yeah, I think lashes are great.
Hopefully that helped, Chantel. Remy, what's your question?
Yeah. Hi, all. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Huda and Mona, I wanted to ask you, at a time when you started the whole blogging and vlogging concept, there should have been a lot of cyberbullying, and how the journey has been for you.
I had a lot of cyberbullying. Mona knows. She was with me through all of it.
Yeah. And how did you deal with that? How has the journey been? How did you deal with all of that?
It was hard. And I think that one of the things that we did is we just didn't show that it was affecting us. You just kind of got to keep your eye focused on your goal. It's very easy to get deterred and to kind of think, oh my gosh, like, why is this happening? Like, I just want to do what I love. Why are people saying what they're saying? And you just have to kind of like, even if you can't ignore them, you have to kind of pretend that you are. Because I feel like it does kind of help over time. And just know that you're not alone. I've been cyberbullied, like seriously cyberbullied, like twice.
Yeah.
I was physically ill.
Yeah.
Twice. Oh. You know, it wasn't like one person leaving bad comments. It was like I was actually being cyberbullied. And I just think, you know, what if I hadn't continued because of that? You know, so I think that everybody, it happens to everyone. Just know that you're not alone.
I think it's just really important to understand why people bully other people. It's because they're sad. It's not because you have a problem, and it's not because, you know, anything they're saying is true, but they're just sad, so just wish them love and forgive them it helps you get through it.
Can I say, Mona and Huda, we go to schools after the show every day, and we talk about this. We talk about bullying and cyberbullying.
Yeah.
I get cyberbullied all the time as well, but it's a reflection on the other person.
Completely.
You know 100%. What I mean?
It has nothing to do with you, actually. It has everything to do with the other person.
100%. Remy, totally. I hope that helped. Thanks, darling. Last question up here. I don't have the name. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Elna.
Elna. You're on with the famous girls. What do you want to say?
Okay. So, I'm a bit nervous, but then, okay.
Don't be. Sorry. Don't be.
Okay. So, I'm a beginner. I just want to know how could a beginner start with makeup? Like, what kind of makeup should she start for a daily wear? She's walking for 45 minutes. What kind of makeup should she use? Like, I see the videos and stuff, and they all look so good, but then I feel practically it's a bit difficult. What do you suggest for a beginner?
So don't get overwhelmed. Don't look at the whole thing and be like, oh my gosh, where do I start? The face, there's lips, there's eyes. Don't get overwhelmed. Focus on one area. Say like, you know what? I want to learn how to do a dope eyeliner. Focus on that. Master that. And then, you know, I think that will help build up your confidence. But just know everybody starts from, you know, a place where they don't know. No, not everybody's born an expert. I wasn't born an expert. I mean, I remember seeing Mona do eyeshadow and be like, how did she do that? So everybody starts, you know, with one thing.
All right, there we go, darling. Listen, Huda and Mona in studio right now. Huda Beauty, they're fantastic. They're going to continue doing the makeover on my mum. Not that my mum, Gilda, needs it. Mum's just having fun. Are you having fun, mum?
Gorgeous. Great fun.
All right, mum, what's the... It's 8:50. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
The Virgin Radio studio smells gorgeous. We've got Huda and Mona Katana and my mum, Gilda, in studio. Mum, you are looking, you're looking fresh.
I am. Don't know. There's no mirror, but that's what everyone is saying.
Oh, we got to get Mum a mirror. Have a look for the first time. There it is. Your makeup. What do you think?
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah,
it's really natural.
You love it.
Huda,
very natural, which is I love.
Yeah, Mum always looks natural. Growing up, I don't remember. I used to wear makeup, but all I know is with Mum, if any time I took a photo with Mum, hold on a second, the lipstick would always have to come out, and the lipstick would have to go straight on.
Yeah, not much on my skin. I never had foundation. Yeah.
She don't need it. She doesn't need it.
Oh, there we go. Well, thank you very much. Huda and Mona Katan in studio. Still got questions coming through. Hey, Lena, real quickly, what do you want to ask?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Prithi. Good morning, Roshni. And good morning, beautiful Gilda.
Oh, look at you.
So sweet.
She's so beautiful. She's adorable.
Thank you, darling. What?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, how do I choose the proper shade of foundation? I always have a problem choosing the foundation.
So this is a really good question. I feel like everybody struggles with it. And even as a makeup artist, I sometimes like have a hard time communicating to other makeup artists like about the shades of foundation. So I feel like the best thing to do, and everybody always kind of struggles with where to match. We all have undertones, and sometimes they're mixed, right? So sometimes we have blue, sometimes we have green, sometimes we have both. The easiest thing to do is really just to go into, you know, a store and try to find out your undertone, and really don't try to match, don't completely match your face like anywhere. You should look at like your jawline. And if you have a lot of redness, look at your neck, because sometimes if you look at your face and you have a lot of redness, it's not going to be a good indication of what your skin actually is. So, you know, I always look at like the neck and the jaw around that area, and I try to match that. That's like that's your exact skin tone. Other areas, especially like around the nose, we can have sometimes broken capillaries there. Sometimes it could just be a little bit more red than it's supposed to be. So the best thing is to match around that area.
All right. Ross, did that make sense for you?
She put it in like men's terms.
I get it.
I got it.
So if you're matching makeup, you look at your jaw or the neck area.
Bravo.
If you have a red nose like me,
you don't have any broken capillaries, right? Okay.
Caterpillars.
I'm learning. I'm learning this. New rules, Dua Lipa, Huda and Mona Katan in studio on Virgin Radio. You just said you love that Dua Lipa song, New Rules.
Is that
your song?
Yeah. The video is really cool.
It is very cool. Well, ladies, listen, I want to thank you both for joining us here in the Virgin Radio studios. You girls are absolutely, you're doing us proud. You're doing the UAE proud.
Thank you.
All right?
We love you.
We love you, Mum.
Beautiful.
Mum, what did you want to say to Huda and Mona?
That I won't forget that day ever. Aww. I'm so excited. I love those girls.
Yeah.
I should not talk anymore.
Cause she's going to cry.
So cute.
Are you going to cry?
I get emotional because they're so beautiful.
Gilda.
And I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Can I tell you something cute, though? Like, my older sisters, we've got two older sisters, right? They're not makeup, they're not dresses, they're none of that. They're the complete opposite of mum. So it's funny, right? This is like I'm not saying that you want two daughters like this, but I'm just saying mum would come home with all the dresses.
I can call you mum. I don't feel like I can call her mum. She looks like a sister.
Yeah, but
you can be like our big sister.
My sisters would be like, I'm not wearing any makeup, mum. My sisters don't wear dresses, they're always in their pants, you know? So this for mum is what she wanted.
Anytime she comes into town, we can definitely play with makeup.
All right. Listen, I'm not gonna say to follow him on Instagram because I think you got 28 million or 30 million. Or something like that. Are you sold out right now with Faux?
Not some of the shades, but most of the shades. I mean, we sold out actually faster than any other foundation is sold out. So immediately. Yeah,
so good.
Out, yeah.
When's the restock? Because I know everyone must
be
wondering.
We're working on it. But okay. So it wasn't like we're not. This is like we're playing games. We don't have socks.
Yeah.
So
you got to work.
We have to order from a manufacturer. Yeah.
All right. And watch out for the fakes. You're telling me that there are some fakes going around.
There are fakes. You need to be careful. I just saw something online where somebody did like a fake Kylie Jenner thing and they're lip blistered.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You need to be careful of the fakes.
So it's not so much about the money, it's about what you're putting on your skin.
Absolutely.
Be very careful.
Yeah.
Mona, Huda, thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning.
Thank you guys.
Mama,
thank you so much.
I'm ordering you guys a car. You guys are going to go home as well, right? Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. You had fun, Dad?
Thank you.